Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
When I left the team, I basically told them that I was really proud of the way they played and as hard as they played, but we didn't play our best game today. And that tomorrow we were going to get in a meeting room and we were going to do everything we could as coaches to tell them exactly what we did well and what we didn't, and the ways we can, the things we can do to get better. For the offense today and for our team, it was really a day of missed opportunities. We had a touchdown pass that was dropped in the red zone that led to a field goal, so we lost 4 points there. We had a hold on a touchdown in the red zone that took us back again. They kicked a field goal again. Our defense made the stop. It was another 4 points. And then we had the interception at the end of the half, which would have taken 3 points off the board as well. So there was 11 points right there. I thought our defense, after the first drive, did some things to make Stafford go the long way, and they did. They did it with doing a good job of sticking to the run, and we tried to get some help on Kelvin during the course of the game, and just didn't get it done as well. Regarding Jay, he came out of half. His ankle injury was unrelated to his groin. He was rolled up on in the second quarter. They taped him up at halftime, and they said he was good to go. And he got back in there, and he worked at it. I thought he made some plays along the way in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter that showed he wanted to be in there. We talked about it on the sideline. I didn't want to take him out unless he felt he couldn't do the job. He was, I thought, a very courageous performance throughout. And then at the end, I took him out because I knew he would have to run around in a two-minute drill. And that's when we decided to put Josh in the game. So I thought I'd finish off here by going over that line of reasoning. Well, the first is just the trainers. The trainers felt he was good to go and that there wouldn't be a situation where he could hurt himself anymore. And that would be number one. So the discussions we had were that. And Jay's feeling were mostly his ability, his mobility. We took movements out of the game plan. And this happens during the course of seasons with quarterbacks. We all know that. We've been a part of that. I would not want to have him in there if I thought he or our trainers thought he could hurt himself anymore. So that wasn't the issue. Yeah, it's a great question, Sal, and that's the cost-benefit and, you know, analysis and reasoning you make when you have your quarterback in there who's limited with his mobility. And we elected to keep him in the game, and that's the price we paid for his inability to make the run at that time. He also was the guy we felt could be back there to make the throw at the right time in the right place if he had the opportunity as well. Well, I thought he made a great throw to Alshon Jeffries over the middle in the red zone that should have been caught. I think Alshon would tell you that. I'm not saying anything I don't think he would say. I thought he made a great play to throw the ball to Alshon in the corner of the end zone as well when it was decided through review that was incomplete. I thought he stepped up and made some plays. I look at the tape and see what the tape shows. You know, I may come back tomorrow and say I made a mistake and I should have taken him out earlier. But at the time, I don't think that was the decision was made to keep him in there, to let him fight with his football team to play. You know, here we are. And that's the result. Oh, no, not at all. He knew. I mean, he knew that, and he had talked about it. We had talked about it that, you know, we knew we had to run around, so there was no resistance at all in terms of that. He was not in a position to move around like Josh did at that point in time. Oh yeah, these plays were decided long in advance. I mean, we got what we wanted on the first one. We got man-to-man coverage out there. Matt was covered by a linebacker and Alshon by a defensive backer or safety at that time. I couldn't see the number, but I'm anticipating it was a safety, and we didn't get that done. And then the second play was also part of our two-point package. We had a run-pass option on, and the defense gave us the run, and we just didn't block it. We didn't execute. And with our football today, that we didn't execute offensively the way we needed to execute, particularly in the running game. We just didn't get it done. Matt had 17 carries today in a very tough game and very, very minimal production in our run game. And, you know, we'll look at that. We take accountability for that. I do, certainly. You know, in terms of not getting it done as a football team, and certainly in the offensive side of the ball. So that minimal running game really put our quarterbacks at risk today because we had to throw the ball more than we would have liked to against one of the best pass rushes, you know, in the league. These guys played very, very hard defensively, and they hit us more than we've been hit. I'll know more tomorrow, but it appeared to be more than we've been hit, you know, during the course of the season. And, you know, we're not alone. Teams get hit like that when they play the Detroit Lions. But we couldn't counteract with enough of a balance in our running game to minimize the pass rush today. That's how I saw it from the sideline. No, he never talked about the groin at all. There was never any sense that no trainer. There was never a sense at all that he was inhibited at all by his groin today. Yeah, I mean it's the same. It's early. We're coming off a game where the offensive foot team, the Lions, put up 500 yards, and they went down the field on the first series and scored. So that possession became critically important. The field position was such that if we don't get it, they've got to go the long field, and we've eliminated a kickoff. So that was part of it early in the game. After seeing what we had saw with the first drive, and it has nothing to do with lack of faith in the defense or anything like that. It's just that possession became very, very important relative to the start of the football game. And we're trying to make decisions that are best interest of the team. At the time, we thought it was, and we didn't get it done.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.